Yo, greetings, Baby Sham. Welcome to New Mexico Airwaves after passing through with Beanie Man and the Shock and Vibes crew on November 10th.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations, because as we speak, you have been holding the number one spot on the Jamaican reggae dancehall charts for 3 weeks now.
Yeah, for 3 weeks, the album and the single, Man and Man.
Yes, and the album has been number one for quite a while. So big up yourself, Baby Sham.
All right, sir, respect.
Yeah. I would like to tell you that Reggae Runnings is one of the few, if not the only radio program in the entire American Southwest to heavily feature the most current reggae dancehall chart. So the honor is ours, right?
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes. You're touring the U.S. right now to support your first CD release entitled Wow.
I'm on a two-month tour. I've already done a month already.
Right.
I did like a week with Wyclef on the MTV.
With Wyclef.
I did a week with Beanie Man.
Seen.
I did 2 weeks by myself, and now I'm back with myself and Chico.
True.
The rest of it.
Yeah, that sounds nice. So the tour is going good so far.
Yeah, the tour is going very well.
Seen. Before we start talking about the album, I would like to give the people here in New Mexico a little background information about yourself. Because I've been the only reggae radio DJ here who's been featuring your tunes on a regular basis.
Oh.
So like the roots reggae scene is kind of big out here, but dancehall is still growing, you know?
Oh, dancehall is growing on them.
Yeah, so we've been featuring that. So you grew up in the Waterhouse area of Kingston, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, Waterhouse is a section of Kingston that many great reggae artists have come from. Tell us a little bit about growing up in Waterhouse, or maybe which artists inspired you from your area.
Yeah. Well, in Waterhouse, my uncle had a sound system by the name of Studemix.
True.
Yeah, with artists such like John Wayne, Supercat, they were the ones who used to DJ on it live, because back then it was like live.
True.
Every night, the artist would like follow the sound system wherever it would be playing that night, and they would then do their thing live.
Seen. Yeah.
Live. But then, just seeing John Wayne, just seeing Supercat.
Right.
Just the flex alone. Just
seen. Yeah, those are some foundational dancehall DJs,
yeah,
for sure.
Foundation.
Yeah. So that's how you first get involved with reggae music.
Yeah, at age 7 I started DJing.
True. So Baby Sham, how did you end up with your name?
Oh, well, the name Baby Sham was given to me by my best friend's sister.
Uh-huh.
In 1989.
In 1989.
Yeah, I look like a baby.
Yeah. All right. The first tune that you recorded was One Bag of Hotness with producer John John. Is that correct?
One Bag of Hotness. But I did a song before. Shelly Power, yes. Shelly Power label.
Seen. Which year did you record that tune?
I think it's 1994.
Seen.
Yeah, I was still attending school.
Right.
At the time.
Seen. Your first hit was a combination tune entitled The Mass on Penthouse Records. How did that come about?
That was the idea that I had, but Dave Kelly, who was the producer at the time for the Stink Rhythm,
seen?
Still my producer up to today's date.
Right.
Was like, he's going to let someone sing a cathedral type of background sound in the background, and then I would come in with Fire Bunty, demand them out there when I stop run for the banjo.
Seen.
And at first it sounded weird to me.
Yeah.
But when he was through and everything, he just blew up.
Right.
You have to give credit to Dave Kelly for that.
True. Was that in 1994 as well?
No, that was 1995.
It
came out in 1996, early 1996.
Right. That was the year that I first became aware of you as an artist, Baby Sham. That was in 96 when you voiced the boom tunes on the Joyride rhythm. the title track Joyride, as well as No Funny Man. And trust me, by now those tunes have become dancehall classics already. Only 4 years out,
yeah,
you know.
Because when I drew them songs in New Mexico the other day.
Yeah.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque, New Mexico, right?
Yeah, it was off the fans knew all them tracks.
Right. Yeah, man. And I come from Germany originally, and I travel back and forth between here and Germany a lot, and so I know the dancehall scene over in Europe, and trust me, those tunes bust the dance over there still, yeah, too. So the Joyride was not your first collaboration with Dave Kelly, was the other tune on Penthouse that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And you've been pretty much with the Extra Large Madhouse crew ever since.
From no one else, straight Dave Kelly.
Right.
From the Mass, I've been writing for Dave Kelly straight.
True. All right, so New Mexico again, we're talking with Baby Sham, currently Jamaica's top reggae dancehall artist, not only holding the number one spot on the singles chart, but also the pole position on the albums chart in Jamaica as well. Baby Sham, we take a little break while we play that massive Joyride rhythm, and afterwards we come back for reason a little more, all right?